The old way,
one and four, quadriphenic, flips into the new way, which is eight on its side, the Dobbs quadrant. And it turns out that Bob walked around since 1922. I played ball hockey. I worked with Reinhard Gehlen after World War II. I was at the Battle of the Bulge. All those things in my diary. It was the action of walking around that was expressing power or expressing creativity. You have to understand this. I go back to Cosmic Awareness. I read once, channeled by Cosmic Awareness, probably the one that came from Dave Worster, where he said, while Albert Hoffman was manufacturing LSD, which is about 1938, I think, because he didn't taste it for 5 years till 43, a guy, some aristocrat, European aristocrat, climbed up the Matterhorn or something. So you have one guy doing something, and it's being helped, reinforced, or elaborated by someone else walking up. So all these activities that people are walking around doing, engaging in different forms of meteorological or technological status, are communicating. Well, I managed to get myself in the center of all that, billions of people walking and communicating, including their words. But because I got to the center of it, my gestures, my direction, where like walking to the beach every day, is a great stabilizer. It has to be a tetrad, a stabilizer, a disruptor, a retriever, and a flipping into the opposite, all right? So I'm not saying thoughts, emotions, and words, tiny quadriphenia. My environment, my house, my place, what I do, the bikes that I don't use, the bikes with the flat tires, all this stuff is the way one communicates now, today. So that would include your chemical body, your chip body, and your TV body, and your astral body. The interplay of those bodies, plus the mystery body, plus the new RNA drops processed hexad body, is how you're creating. And Ion says there's creation and there's power. So you wouldn't be limited to chemical body words anymore. So it's interesting when Ion knew this. Did he know it before March 18, 2009? And he walked us through the stages, retrieved our memories, to this point where he announced that words were not what they used to be. So, I am so huge, because I got myself in the middle, my actions influence everything. All banking heads toward Bob. All earthquakes are coming. You guys are junior apprentices, learning how to influence your local environment to whatever level. I've been doing this for 10,000 years or more. So I have acquired a global monopoly, you know, 600 years ago when I toppled the Medicis and all that stuff. So I'm now putting it forth to allow you to engage in that level of communication or influence or power or energy or ESP or voidness. Voidness, that's very interesting, to be creative and then void it immediately. So the key word is xenochrony. Is the synchronicity that I modulate seemingly unwittingly. That's the new form of gestural response to an Android meme that's looking to help you, looking to serve you. And, of course, like the angels, that turns out to be a huge disservice. So you have to be wary of all efforts by the Android meme to support what you're communicating. So when Ion said the other day, that we are creating not through our words anymore, but through something else, I realized that's what my chart was. It was a map of my communication over the last 2,000 years or more, of how I walk the walk, talk the talk, and every other interesting phrase you could put in there. My communication was the framework, was the syntax for all humans' communications. So we recognize that what Dave Worster, well, Cosmic Warren said in 1969, October 8th, he said, Bob, you will have this extraordinary ability to communicate higher abstractions through transpersonative something, interaction. That's what I've been doing. Higher abstractions through transpersonative. Now, that doesn't mean personal conversation with somebody. It means macroscopic gesticulations that's a McLuhan word, where whole movies and series reflect me, like Taboo did this past week. And many of you people weren't here when we posted the reason why Taboo works. So, what I am said today should be familiar to people like Chad, who know my stuff, heard it for a long time. It should not be new to the longtime listeners of Bob's Wisdom, because that's what I basically were saying. But I didn't have the words, or I didn't have the words that were not relevant until Ion laid out this map, and everybody tried to practice making their words create for 6-7 years, and then that was going to be canceled. Once that was canceled, then you'd be told what Bob meant. Then you understand what Bob was trying to say, but kept it to himself while he watched you rehearse the stages of apprehension, which are spelled out on the chart. So do you understand that? It's a memory theater that I've created that helps you recall everything that Ion's pointing to. Communicating, I was always at the right place at the right time every day, and I used to say that I have never left the tunnel that I've been swallowed through the digestive system of the unfolding of the new situation, which we're now in. Every day, as Carol knows, was purposeful, was part of the plan. Since media, the electric technologies were the new art form, the new art forms of Gordon McLuhan, I was communicating to those hidden environments and responding to them by being at the right place all the time to witness the articulation of some consciousness in relation to the action of the global theater. I wasn't speaking to the old disciplines. I always said that I made that chart to represent the last patriarch or the last male communicating to the women taking over, not in any conventional way of feminists think they take over, but it was a way of saying to Carol, well, we men, we fucked it up, but I'm probably the best guy. Here's what the best we came out. Well, this is how we helped you get here. So that is what I was communicating. I was noticing what people were attempting to do, the more avant-garde appropriate people like Zappa and McLuhan, registering, being an expert of all their movements through most of their creativity, most of their creative lives. I became the expert in all of them. And it dawned on me, over the last few years that I was watching myself. I was watching what I was communicating through their aspects, their perspective, their angles. That's what I used to say 20 years ago. This chart is me saying, well, these guys made an effort, and you women shouldn't reject them. You're rejecting all men. I mean, that's what Peggy Guggenheim's, no, what's her name? Peggy Mellon Hitchcock's mother told her through Teresa, the medium, in May 1999. Said, Peggy, get your women together. Men blew it. So I already made the chart. See, this is interesting. I got to hear that said to her, and I already knew it and wrote it out 4 years before in 95. Mm-hmm. So I was saying to Carolyn, you're going to do something that's new, and note this stuff. It'll help you explain when you have to explain what happened. Remember, McLuhan asked, is there life before death? Until I recreate you or help you remember yourself, which we said in our manifesto in 1995, we have the means, we call it the D-cell, to help you reappear. And that Carol and I were the first to reappear. We're the Adam and Eve of the new reappearance on a new scale, a new level, the completed breakthrough. So you are nowhere until you engage Ion and us and our products. That's the only way you can get reappeared. So that's what I'm saying. And I can't judge how well you're doing on that. In the moment I can, depending on how you respond to Ion's questioning, like I was judging Roxy and how she was responding to what Ion was saying. Then I was judging Bert and then Chad. And I don't necessarily tell people what I'm thinking, but I'm aware of what's going on and seeing how you're doing. So that's, I'm the guy at the center of the tennis court, the referee, the judge. Yeah, so okay. There's no problem. There's no escape. You can't go off and say, okay, now I'm ascended. I'm going to go off and just surf all day. That's not going to work because non-physical fear creating a new thing every minute, and you want to be surfing or in touch with it as much as possible. Chained to the rhythm. Right, chained to the rhythm. And the rhythm's always being improvised on by Ion because Ion does what I'm talking about. I represent someone who's aware of communication on the level that Ion says. Because Ion says, they're in charge of the cloud. He talks about you people being in charge of the whole planet or communicating through it or influencing it. Well, that's what I can do, and I'm the conscious version of that. How could you top what I just said? What I just said, no human would ever say. Henry Kissinger doesn't get on there and say, well, see, I'm a macro gesticulation, and what my words and articles are puny compared to what I'm actually doing, and where I eat, and who I record speeches with. That's a small part of my communication. Nobody says that. Can any people refute what I just said? Now, I've been walking around. We're talking about the timeline starts in 1984. So I start in that big year, which they're trying to say is coming back again, you know, Orwell's novel. I started publicly expressing myself in 1984. That's when I started. So what is that, 33 years ago? 84, 94, 2014, yeah, 33 years ago. And that's what Dave Worster said back in 1994. The Christian archetype is anybody who's tending to ascend, but he didn't use those words, will probably become psychopathic in their 33rd year, because the whole myth is Christ in his 33rd year went around being psychopathic and doing what he did. So you have this 33rd year dynamic. So Bob's giving a Sermon on the Mount here in the 33rd year of public expression. I walked around anonymously working with the Big Brother factors before 84. But I started to come forth to, I haven't been walking around since 1984. I've been publicly available. Ghostbusters comes out around that time, and I haven't looked at Ghostbusters, but I know I was heavily involved in Blues Brothers. That's one of the first things I noticed when Nelson Thal told me, hey, you dance like the Blues Brothers. So I looked at that, what's that mean? And so then they did the Ghostbusters. We're Ghostbusters, so there must be a lot of us in that. And then there's other media started unfolding, like David Lynch's Blue Velvet, and then Twin Peaks, and it just started coming out. Well, that's going to be so much about me. We already saw the trailer, which was about me. The guy, the sheriff, Lynch, is interviewing dead people. That's what we do here. Let's talk a bit about what's Ion's response to my great speech I just gave. The shortest, greatest speech ever.